Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mike Young. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Newman moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Newman scores. Puckett scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. Kennedy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer, who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Dan Gladden, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to home to get Gagne. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer, who is chasing the ball. Newman reaches third base with a triple. Gladden scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Newman scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight strikes out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Dwyer moves to third. Eddie Murray, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Fred Lynn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gagne hits a line drive towards third. Knight catches it and throws to first to double up Laudner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight strikes out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn scores. It's Orioles, 5, Twins, 5. Alan Wiggins pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Alan Wiggins now playing left field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush pinch hits for Al Newman. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi now playing second base. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knight is 0-for-4 in the game. Knight strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lombardozzi fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-4 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Mark Davidson pinch runs for Tim Laudner. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Knight and Feuer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Gladden strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Davidson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.